State Counselor Yang Jiechi reiterated the so-called arbitration was illegal, invalid, and against international law.
By unilaterally initiating arbitration, the Philippine government under Aquino has gone against its long-standing bilateral agreement with China that disputes in the South China Sea shall be settled through negotiation, violated the DOC signed in 2002 by China and ASEAN countries, the Philippines included, and breached international law and UNCLOS. Hence, this arbitration has been illegal since the very beginning. It cannot be seen as an application of international law.
He said the sea area under China's jurisdiction is what Chinese ancestors have left to the nation. The country's determination to protect it will never change.
The Chinese people will neither covet other countries' interests nor feel envy at their development achievements. We will also never give up our legitimate interests. No one can expect China to make deals with its core interests or endure actions detrimental to its sovereignty, security, and development. The Chinese government and the people will stay together and do whatever it takes to defend every single inch of our territory.
Yang Jiechi said the arbitration has been a political farce all along, staged under the cover of law and driven by a hidden agenda. He condemned the attempt by certain countries outside the region that aim to deny China's sovereignty rights and interests in the South China Sea through the arbitration. He said the disputes should be settled peacefully and between concerned parties only.
In recent years, certain countries outside the region, driving by their own agenda, have frequently intervened in the South China Sea issue under the pretext of upholding freedom of navigation and maintaining regional peace, leading to an escalation of tension. Such highly irresponsible moves have become the major source of risks that affect peace and stability in the South China Sea. The South China Sea issue is an issue between little countries and should be left to countries concerned to resolve through peaceful negotiations.
Yang also called on the new Philippine government to bear in mind the common interests of the two countries and the broader picture of bilateral ties and properly handle issues. At the same time, he promised China will maintain communication and consultation with those ASEAN member states who are directly concerned to address the specific disputes in a proper way. For CRI, this is Niu Honglin.